Good afternoon and welcome back. We're talking about spam this afternoon. Does anyone know what spam stands for, by the way?
Spiced ham. Yep.
Yeah, but is that, I mean, I don't know. They're not...
75-year-old invention of Hormel Foods of the USA.
Ew.
You don't want to know it's in that stuff.
But it's not an anagram for anything. It's just they've just used it because of the horrible meat product that's in a tin.
And the ubiquity of it.
We were talking, well, I was asking actually just during the break, kind of, you know, what's the point of a lot of spam? Sharif was sharing with us some figures, and obviously we heard earlier from Alexander about how many, was it billion or trillion, I think, a year?
7 trillion.
7 trillion. And, you know, a lot of it, you just wonder, well, what's the point of it? What's the point of accessing my Facebook or something or other? And Rama, I mean, you said maybe to access someone famous or to link. I suppose with this story we were talking earlier about the LinkedIn, then yes, I can see that because, you know, you can access other people's contacts, etc. But a lot of it just seems completely pointless, and I don't really understand.
It's a 50 billion market, actually, globally, and it's more of reaching others through you. So it doesn't, some of them it just happens for the fun. He wants to hack you or reach more to post through your walls or through your, get the message, different messages outside, or trying to get some more information about somebody else through you that do something else to or harm somebody else. Gathering the data, sell it, is another thing. So there's different ways and different reasons, from just for fun because I can do that, to the point that I can sell and do things.
Yeah.
Quite a lot goes on with links. So if I can get a link online, so comment spams on blogs, for instance, the reason people do that is that they've now placed a link on your blog. Now, Google prioritizes search results based on the number of links to your site and the weight of those links, that is to say the amount of traffic those links get. So if you can get a blog with, let's say, 10,000 hits a day to link to yours, then you go right up on search results.
Right.
So people actually do it to improve their search results. And again, because it costs so little, you can do it on a very, very wide scale for almost next to nothing. Mm. But the results commensurately in improving your search are very high.
And as your friend mate, your friend Spence said.
Yeah. Gives a kiss to 100 girls and 99 would slap him, but he'd get one girl that would. And that's how it works. You know, your Nigerian emails, you think, how could anybody be so possibly stupid enough to actually respond to those, but they're getting a success rate.
Well, we've had a couple of text messages come through, and we'll bring Keith in now from the TRA and AE CERT. We've had a couple of messages, one that came through earlier. Perhaps you can help us answer this now. There's no name on it, but they say, can you ask, please, the TRA spokesperson how they can help in fighting locally generated email spam and fax spam?
Yeah. As a beginning, I'd like to speak about the rules governing the IT crimes. Back in 2006, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan have issued the Federal Law Number 2 of the year 2006 on the prevention of IT crimes. This law had 29 different articles, and each article has a violation description and a sentence concerning this violation. Based on that, the TRA have issued a regulatory policy concerning the unsolicited electronic communications.
Okay.
And the purpose of this policy was to minimize the transmission of unsolicited electronic communications having a UAE link in order to promote secure and trusted information and communications technologies throughout the UAE.
Okay, just to be clear on this one, it's my understanding that if somebody is spamming me from a UAE source and I make a complaint, telecommunication services can be withdrawn from that person for spamming. It is, in fact, illegal in the UAE.
Yeah, it is. That's why this regulatory policy was issued.
And so do we complain to you then? You personally, sorry, Gabe, but to the to the DRA.
You have to approach the ISPs, the providers.
So the Etisalat or Do, and then they pass it on to you.
Exactly.
Because one of our other listeners, Matt, has asked, is there a spam act like in the UK and Australia in the UAE? Is sending spam in the UAE illegal?
Yeah, it is illegal. I can just go through the policy. Policy of this regulatory policy issued by the TRA. It says that the licensees, which are Etisalat and Do, shall be under a general obligation to pull all the practical measures in place and to minimize the transmission of spam. having a UAE link across their telecom networks. And the licensees will fail to comply with their obligations contained in this regulatory policy if they were aware of spam having an UAE link being sent to or from particular electronic address. Well, and they do not take all means to end the transmission of that spam.
Right. See, I mean, that's pretty good to know.
But a lot of people would question, given the amount of SMS spam we do receive, yeah. And I know there's a way of remediating it. I know that we can block senders, but we're still receiving an awful lot of it. Could you, as a regulator, honestly say that the telcos do take all practical measures in place to stop it? Because it doesn't seem as if they are, really.
Yeah. In fact, for the ISPs, there is a service which you can stop receiving. For example, from a particular sender, you can just send spam 7726 and then just text B space and the name of the sender to stop receiving from the sender.
Okay.
So you send it to that number, 7726,
yeah, and which is spam.
Yeah, and then you put in the message B.
Yeah, space, and then the name of the sender. Which you'd like to stop from.
That's actually a global problem and a global solution. The GSM Association is who came up with that. And as Gez just said, 7726 actually stands for spam.
Yeah, that's great. But what about, because I get some text messages and it's from a UK number, 0044, but it's advertising here. I understand there's some way around that they can navigate around actually going through the local providers. Can you still report them?
Yes, of course. This could be done. This shall be through the ISPs, as I mentioned earlier.
So if I did this whole 7726 and did that, would you would be able to prevent that as well? Even though, as I understand, it's coming from a UK number.
I think I have just to refer back to the TRA, so
right.
I can get back to you later regarding this to make sure that this will apply for both national and international.
Because this is I've seen this happening quite a few more times. I don't know if you've seen it, Alexander. Where you're getting messages from a UK number. I'm not exactly sure why they do it, but it's a way to sort of get around, obviously, the whole kind of spam thing. Another couple of messages. How about mobile unsolicited messages? Meaning, is that illegal as well?
Yes, that's why, as I mentioned, that now this SMS will be concerning the mobile spam, and there was an annex issued to the first regulatory policy, which is concerning the unsolicited electronic communication, which is emphasizing on the mobile spam, and the purpose of this annex was to set out the particular obligations required of licensees in relation to mobile spam.
And have you actually, has anyone actually ever been prosecuted?
Now this will be related to the law enforcement. Yeah.
So what do you do once you've stopped
usually,
the spam?
The TRA set the rules and the obligations, and based on those rules, the case will be taken by the law enforcement.
Okay, so then it's passed on to
based on the rules and based on the rule governing the IT crimes, which was back in 2006.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think so. I suppose it's good to know, as I said, that you can certainly report it anyway. So there is a way to hopefully prevent it.
Well, here's one worth trying as well. If you send B space all ALL to 7726, that will stop you receiving messages from all third parties.
That sounds great.
And that
but
works
it only
here.
Works for a certain period of time. So it doesn't work indefinitely. I've tried it. It stops it for, I would say, a month is when I went spam free, and then it like comes back.
Just do it again
cycle.
For another month, just to
yeah,
refresh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's from the TRA.
That's from the TRA. It's actually defined by the GSM Association. So.
Ah. So does it come under those rules?
Well, they're an association of GSM operators, but obviously what's happened is that they, as a body, as a trade and industry body, have had to take action because it's such a problem globally. It's not by any means a UAE-only problem. It's a global problem.
Yeah.
And somebody just texted in and said, do you remember the days when our parents' postboxes had flyers and pyramid scheme letters in them? it's just a different technology. Yeah. You just move to a different platform, and it will move to every platform because there is always some sort of profit to be made out of just blasting messages at people. But I wish that professional marketers wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So we got a Twitter question. to the TRA, are there any laws regulating the sale of personal information such as phone numbers and email addresses?
Good question.
Yeah, this was highlighted earlier, mm-hmm. I believe, and this is the right of privacy, which uh-huh. is given to the clients.
Uh-huh.
So the clients for example, any licensee or any ISP clients have the right as a customer. There are rules in place for telecom companies in handling clients' information.
Mm-hmm.
So over some of the rules. Mm-hmm. They have the right to privacy of personal information, mm-hmm. The right to be protected against misleading marketing communications and practices, and also the right to not receive unsolicited electronic communications messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd love to sort of see if we can kind of follow it through, and I'm going to try that actually. Put all on my phone and see if it actually stops, because I do get quite a lot of spam on my phone. Not on my computer, but certainly on my phone. And, you know, I suppose there is that sort of thing that you'd like to kind of personally call them up and say, stop spending it to me.
I have done that, but you only get the poor receptionist who's getting all the phone calls. And, of course, the person who took the stupid decision to send you the text in the first place isn't the one feeling the pain. And that is all too often the case.
Mm. Well, another text messenger said, thank you, it worked. Ah,
ba-boom.
Okay.
So we have another question is, can I force a data provider to disclose private information they hold about me, like in the EU, for example? Can I force a data provider to disclose private information they hold about me? So if I want to know whether this events company, I want to know what information they have about me, and I want to force them to give me that information. No, is that my right?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not, of course, because as I mentioned here in the rules, the service providers have to protect the privacy of all their clients. So you can sue them in case of any disclosed. In case of your information was disclosed.
But if I want them to give me the information about me, I want to know what information they have about me.
Yes, in this case, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
In this case, you have the right, because you're the right person and you are the information owner.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Gosh, well, thanks very much, both of you, for joining us today. Definitely given some advice, I think, as to how you can protect yourself. Like, just give that number again. It's spam, isn't it? So on your phone, Alexander, go on, give it out once again.
7726, B followed by the name of the person you want to block, or B followed by all, ALL, and that will block all third-party senders from sending messages to your telephones unsolicited.
I think it's B. Is it B space?
B space, yes.
Right, B space, and then the number, sorry, the name, and then also or all. Give it a go, and you could be spam-free. Well, thank you very much, and I know that, Sharif, you presumably predominantly with big companies to protect them, or do you also work with individuals?
Well, both of them. So we have a cloud service for, like I said, most of the spammers move to the web to catch you on the web. So we have a cloud service per user. If an individual wants to be protected against spams coming on the URL links or phishing, blah, blah, or child blocking. So there's a web services that for individuals. It's monthly subscription. And we deal with a small, medium, as well as enterprise customers.
Right. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to talk about spam and how we can rid ourselves of it. Sharif Abdel Jawad, who is the General Manager for the Middle East and Africa at Barracuda Networks, and also Raith Matar Al-Mazaina, who is a TRA spokesperson and also with AE Cert. If you want to find out more, can I give out the website?
Yeah, it is aecert.ae.
Yeah, aecert.ae. Yeah. Thank you. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish off with some more of our stories of the week. Do stay with the programme.